I said, you already know who it is. It's your boy Chaos. You are now tuned in to Chaotic Sounds Podcast with your co-host,
Nunu Loke. Welcome to the music lovers, the rhythm and creativity. You're going to be tuning into this podcast where the spotlight shines on the music and the brilliance of the artists who created it.
You're now listening to Chaotic Sounds in the podcast with Nunu Loke. Behind the music. Okay. Let's talk about it. This beat right here is something I created with one of the artists. Shy Money, I think her name is. Nunu, what do you think? I mean, you was actually sitting in and you heard this recording. You know about Shy Money, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it's a good recording. The beat is fire.
Right.
I feel like the song has some soul in it, has some feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's going to be a bop. I feel like she felt what she was singing. She wasn't just singing it.
Right.
She felt it.
She felt it, right.
She had some emotion, some, you know.
Yeah. Because she's only 21, I think. You think that she could ever make it in the industry? Like, we're talking about the industry here. Like, right. the music industry is dying, though.
Right.
Do you think that she has what it takes? I'm talking to you seriously.
Yeah, she has what it takes, but she has to be more consistent.
More consistent?
There's a lot of things going on
in the background, right, of what she's dealing with.
But that's what any artist.
Right.
Everybody got their own, you know, baggage. It might be kids. Right. It might be they behind on rent. It could be anything. But I feel like just the consistency. Sometimes when you're doing music, you got to let all that other, your personal issues be aside.
Right.
And go hard on the music.
Right. Did you hear that other song that I created with her? I think it was Chopped Cheese. I think you was sitting in on that one, too, as well.
I like Chopped Cheese, but I feel like that was more her having fun. It was more, it wasn't really on an emotional
right.
type of level.
Right.
That
this
was
one.
Just let me see what I could do.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see how it sounds so I could hear myself, you know.
Right.
But she had fun. She enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. I think
right.
she did enjoy it, too, as well.
But the second song, I feel like I said before, it has more emotion. I like the second song better.
The second
than the
song?
The first one, yeah.
Right,
honestly.
Right. The second song, yeah.
And
yeah.
then plus as a female who hasn't, or any male who hasn't dealt with heartbreak. Like,
right, right. That is a fact. You know, we'll see how it goes. I didn't post it just yet. It's, you know, in this recording, I haven't posted just yet. About to. I also want y'all to check out, you know, the first song we did also, that's just fire, Chopped Cheese. You know, real soon I'm going to end up dropping this next one. It's going to be switched up. And, yeah, man, I hope y'all stay tuned. There's going to be more behind the music. You know what I mean? Here with Nunu Loke. She's in the stew. So, you know, we checking in on this music and making sure it's right. You know we sounding out right now. Ah. Yeah. You already know who it is. Your boy Chaos. World. Behind the beats. Here with Nunu Loke. And today we gonna talk about that beat. That baddest drone. You heard? Here she go. Ah. Yeah, she here.
I love that.
Beats fire, right? Let's talk. What's going on with you? How are you today? Are you vibing? Right. Is this your first time ever in the studio? Been in the studio before this, right?
No.
Never been in the studio before? Interesting. Okay. So I actually brought you to this studio and I just opened that world to you.
It felt different because, like, I know a lot of people who've been to studios or, like, that do music, but not myself, like, so what kind of got me into music, like, my reason why I wanted to start was because I see my cousins and stuff. They, like, you know, they put up YouTube videos. I'm like, ooh, I like that hype. I like the energy that it was giving off.
Right.
So I'm like, but then I'm like, I don't know no producers. I'm like, I don't know. And then I'm like, oh, there's people I could, you know.
Right.
And then when I met you, After I didn't find a producer, I was just like, nah, I'm not going to do music. I'm going to go to school. So, you know, started working on my GD, you know, college stuff. And then when I met you, I'm like, oh. Now music's back on. But I was nervous at first. Because I'm like, I don't know how to do nothing. So, I don't know how to, what the cue was, where, how I'm going to start.
So you always wanted to do music.
Right.
Oh, really? How old, like, were you, like?
I would say it would start probably from, like, just going to church with my grandma and, like, being in, you know, the choir, being able to sing and express myself, even though it was gospel music. And that's one of my coping skills. Like, I feel like as a person, you need some type of out when you're stressed out. It could be weed. It could be music. Most of my two are weed and music. So I feel like me putting on a song, it could be any type of song. And if I can relate, I'll keep listening to it. So I'm like, all right, that's one song, keep me calm. Maybe I might need some hype. You know, if you feel like that, you might need a hype song to listen to. But I enjoy music. I feel like everybody has their own sound. Me as an artist, I was like, more so like, where do I want to go with it?
Let's talk about that. Where do you want to go with music? I mean, we got the podcast going, you got the single out. You know what I mean? It sounds like you want to talk about that. Where are you going with this? Behind the beats.
So, I mean, I do want to work on another song. I'm trying to come, like... All right, so Baddest was, like, for me, was a song I was happy. I was, you know,
right.
Just a song just to see how I sound, you know. Now I'm to a point where now I want to get more... I still want to be fun, but I want to have more emotion, something more real. Maybe a little bit more personal by myself. But I'm still going to keep that toughness vibe.
Right, because
you know, when you grow up in the city.
You know that.
Right. You grow up in the city, but like, you get that toughness, you get that strive, that. And then, not only that, I'm going to also prove to myself that I'm opening up other doors for myself, like other gifts that I didn't know I had.
Right.
I didn't even know I could rap. That's the other thing. I'm figuring it out. Honestly, I didn't really think I had it to do. So it feels good to know that I have something else that I'm learning about myself.
Right. Give me, like, your top five rappers that you like.
All right now.
You followed was like, you know, I need to get in the studio.
It would have to be Snoop. I've always liked Snoop since I was a kid.
So you got one. You got Snoop.
Cardi B.
Cardi B's up there. Boom.
I would also have to say Drake.
Okay.
Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah. Okay.
And then my fifth one would be I would say Aaliyah.
Okay. So that's an R&B singer, like a pop star. Okay. So let's run that down real quick. You said Snoop. You said Cardi B.
Queen Latifah.
Aaliyah.
And
there was one more. Let's see if you know. I almost forgot. We have to replay. But go ahead. What was that one more? Don't disrespect the artist. They might give you a chance.
Snoop Dogg, Aaliyah, Queen Latifah, Cardi B, and Snoop. I got them all.
Okay. We rock with that. And I, you know what I mean? Those are all great artists. Snoop is one of my favorites, too. I ain't gonna hold you. Something with the West Coast with me.
And then that's another thing. The reason why Snoop was one of the first people besides, like, you know, Biggie and Tupac era, because I like the way that not only did he struggle just like anybody else to get to where he's at, but he stayed the same. Like, money didn't change him.
Right.
A lot of people that get in the game, they let money change them.
Right.
Like, you don't see them, you know, trying to, you know, build schools or give back to their community. I want to change all that. I want to change the game of the way of thinking of artists.
Right.
Like, don't get me wrong. Everybody want their first mill. It's just what you do with that mill to keep the money flowing as an artist, to keep being able to do music videos, being able to hire, you know, people that do choreograph dancing, your makeup artist,
right.
tours, right. all that stuff costs money. Yeah. A lot of artists don't realize that either, how much money, and that's another thing I learned, how much money it really costs to be an artist.
It costs a lot of money.
To continue to
right.
record.
That costs a lot of money.
And that's why when you gave me the opportunity to record for free, at first I'm like, I ain't going for it. I was hesitant because a lot of people say bad things.
Right.
So you go off what you hear instead of just, you know, trusting people. Sometimes not everybody's out to get you.
Right. That's a fact that you heard. You gotta drop a bomb on that.
Everybody's not out to get you. So I feel like, I'm in a good space right now.
Right.
But that new song is fire. Y'all gotta check it out. It's on Spotify, Apple Music.
That's a fact.
YouTube.
That is, you heard. Make sure y'all follow her. Make sure y'all like, subscribe. If y'all see a picture, y'all see anything about her, make sure y'all click the like button.
My Instagram is Miss Lee Cartier.
Right.
Chaotic Sounds.
Chaotic Sounds. This is the first interview, not the last. We're signing out. Ah.